Coach, what are your plans for the basketball game tonight?
The team will be going to the game. You know, I'll be there. But, yeah, I'll try to get the – I think most of our team, our players will be at the game to support basketball and help, you know, just encourage them to support a lot of the other athletic the teams as well. So, yeah, just when they have time. I think it's important for everyone to see that we're, you know, in line with all the other sports, not just football.
Kind of up the ante for other coaches. You think some of the other coaches, like Coach Rowe, is going to try to take the Kalani Sitake approach?
No, I don't expect any of that. I mean, I just I know they're all cheering. We all cheer differently. I mean, I don't think Lavelle did half the stuff I did, you know. But it's not rehearsed. Otherwise, I would have done the robot a lot better. But, it's been years since I used to do that on breakdance on cardboard boxes. But yeah, I don't expect any of the coaches to do that because I know we have their support, and we get to see a lot of the other coaches in a lot of meetings that we do with the department, and so it's been awesome just getting to know everybody and just being involved with them. We can share a lot of ideas about recruiting and about coaching and organization. So there's a lot of things that we can learn from each other.
What's your biggest surprise so far this spring?
Like
something you didn't expect, whether it's in the coaching ranks or the playing ranks, but a big surprise.
I wouldn't say it's a surprise, but I thought the just the buy-in level, it's been awesome with the players. You know, they trust what we're doing, and they bought in everything that we ask them to do. That's from stuff in academics and stuff that we're demanding of them on the field and in the weight room especially. They just trust us, and I think that has a lot of, it's a big compliment to them and their families, the way that they're raised, but also I think that's what's special about BYU, where you get guys that are going to be, be in line with what you want, and most of them are going to be obedient to what you're asking them to do.
What do you want to get out of the spring game?
I don't know. I want to entertain the fans a little bit, but I don't want to give away the playbook, so... obviously, I think next year's spring games will be a lot different than this year. I think there's people that know that we're going to do a few things differently than we've done in the past. But we don't need to give the playbook away right now. So, yeah, and at the same time, we're going to hold out some guys. We don't have enough to make two full teams, so it'll be more like a scrimmage. But we have enough that I think they'll be able to see some highlights of it, especially the younger guys that are done well in spring.
Speaking of your playbook, how much, give me a percentage of how much of your defense has been implemented in spring and how much you've got left for fall, and how much of your offense you believe has been implemented and how much you may have left through spring?
I think defensively we've done a lot more install than, I think just the players could handle a lot more than we anticipated, but for the most part the foundation has been set, and on both sides of the ball, defensively and offensively, and so we haven't been able to hit, kickoff and kickoff return, punt return much in special teams because that's not really the focus right now. We're trying to get our punt team and our place kicking set first. But the offensive and defensively, I think we've done established our identity, and we'll have a few more things to add. I mean, I don't think you ever say that everything's installed, but for what we're looking at and the talent that we have coming back on both sides of the ball, we have enough right now to go into a game, but we'll specify it more for the opponents that we're going to see.
How's the health of your team right now?
Great. I mean, we have a couple guys banged up here and there, but overall it's been really good.
How will this year's spring game be different, do you think?
Well, I don't know what the last year's spring game was, so I can't tell you. It's not going to be a game like I wanted because we only have 9 O-linemen that can really go, But it'll be more like a scrimmage. We'll try to see how many plays we can get out there, and it'll be competitive, But we'll have a good warm up, and then we'll have a good portion of it be Skelly, so we can get Taysom involved as well, and then we'll see how the scrimmage part goes. I mean, it's kind of just open to whatever we can do and how many guys can get out there and get some reps. So we want to see some of the young guys in the second part of the scrimmage and hopefully get them a chance to, so we can just see them, evaluate them a little bit more. So I can't tell you exactly what it's going to be like. I'm not going to set a limit to saying we're going to do this many plays. I'm just going to kind of keep it open and see if we have if we have enough to evaluate all our players on this team.
How has Reno responded?
He's great.
What's he like out there? What's it like having him out there?
Reno's unique because he has that NFL background, and then he also has played receiver, slot receiver, and he's also played running back. And he's a returner as well. So he's done a lot of things. He has a lot of experience. He's been coached by some of the best minds ever, and he's a great compliment to Ty. You know, I think he's done a great job with the running backs. I've been really impressed with, Trey Dye and what he's been able to do. Squally's done some really good things in spring as well. We've kind of held Jamal back a little bit, but Jamal's ready to go anyways. I mean, if you look at the way Jamal runs the ball, he's a lot bigger now, and I'm looking forward to seeing, that crew run the ball. I mean, I know I'm forgetting some other guys. KJ's doing some good things too. So, it's a good group, and Algie's doing some good things, and he's kind of moving them around a little bit, but we're gonna get the best 11 out there, and I don't know what personnel it's going to be, but it's going to include Jamal, and maybe, we'll see what else, who the other supporting cast will be.
How has Squally Canada handled he had the one play in the bowl game, and he had the fumble. How has his attitude been, and how's he kind of overcome that?
Well, I mean, that what you do is just get back and keep playing, I think that mistakes happen, but we just got to prepare and make sure that we don't give up big plays. That's something that we could have corrected along the way in recruiting and also in practice. And I think his ball security's gotten a lot better since we've been here, from day one to now. It's been a lot better, but he's got a really good speed and good burst, and sees the field really well. And so I'd rather have a guy that can do that and then work on ball security afterwards, but his ball security is getting better. We just got to keep demanding that he takes care of the football, because the other stuff is really good.
How's Troy Hines coming along?
Doing good. I mean, it's, he could play a lot of different positions too. And so I think he's still not full go yet, but we'll see what he transforms to be in this team, whether it's tight end or D end, we'll see. I mean, I think he can play D end, outside back, or tight end. He can do a lot of different things. He's a great talent.
I don't suppose Taysom will do anything in the spring game?
No. We'll probably have him do some of the Skelly stuff and everything. He had a really good day today. I mean, he's made some really nice throws, and, he wants to play, but we just got to keep reeling him back a little bit. But he made some really good throws today. He and Tanner had a really good day today, and I expect that to continue.
Ed Lamb shared that Akili Davis is playing a little bit on defense as well. Can you speak to what you've seen from Akili, and are there other guys that you might try to cross-train a little bit and see what they might do on either side of the ball?
Akili is a great talent, and for what Ed sees and I see, I can be a great corner. and that's kind of what he's playing right now. So, yeah, him and Mike do a great job, and I've been really happy with the DBs, but I just think that he could be a great player on the offense or defense, but we'll kind of figure it out as we go through. But right now we had our tackling last week, and he was the best one out of all the DBs, and so it was just natural for him, but he's got a lot of skill that can work on either side of the ball, and we've been really pleased with how much better he's been since he started the corner. He's been doing really, really well, and that's, I think it's a natural position for him.